Dear family, the Lord has a word of encouragement for us today. And although he's addressing me, I know that it also applies to each of you who have worked so hard praying and fasting. He began, "We have spoken much about prayer and work lately, Claire. You have done your very best in so many areas that needed your attention. Now I would like you to enter into my rest and not push yourself so hard. I am pleased with you, and I need you to enjoy my company. Cling to me, dance with me, explore with me, take time for recreation with me, but most of all, rest in my presence. Cling to me with all your heart, and you will find ample strength to complete all I set before you. You have been seeing me, pulling you sweetly to rest your head above my heart. There is a reason for that. Yes, it is true. Place your hands upon my heart and my love will guide you. Even so, place your head upon my heart and my love will fill you to overflowing for your brothers and sisters, for the sheep of our pasture. Your willingness to do my will is a constant source of comfort for me. Even as the sheep of our pasture show their willingness to respond to you helpfully when they sense the need. Those that drag their heels or seem distant are sick and need nourishment as well as counsel. It is good for you to pull them aside and minister to them. I love the idea of you reading letters and answering them in a message. Many will be edified and get much from that effort. Pursue that, please. But my major message to you today is that you have applied yourself and worked very hard, and now I want you to lean into me and recuperate, even with playing music. Your Thanksgiving song comforts the pain in my heart when it aches for the praises and gratitude of my people. Learn this song and teach it, for it is very comforting to me. This morning you read from the book In Sinu Jesu and read about my Father's love for each of you. That book, by the way, is the journal of a priest at prayer. He's a Benedictine monk and priest, and it's very beautiful. It's very intimate, and it really addresses our need to see God the Father as he truly is, not as a harsh God, but is a tender, loving Father. Going back a little, this morning you read from the book In Sinu Jesu and read about my Father's love for each of you. Most have no idea what a father should be, as Satan has succeeded in defiling marriage, causing divorces and painful separations that result in open doors for many sexual partners for lonely women. Partners that have no sense of responsibility for her children. How sad this has become, and how terrible is the abuse such children suffer, even when certain men turn to abusing them. The state of fatherhood is twisted wreckage on the ground, and where children sought comfort, there is nothing but enmity. This is why we must work so hard to convince people that my Father is love. He is not harsh with the innocent, and in fact is not even harsh with the guilty, because they too were abused by their parents. He is most harsh with religious people that put social demands on those seeking me, all in the name of religion. All I want taught is how to love me and draw close to me, and live a pure and holy life, because that will bring you the most joy. All the norms of churches and society, if they take away from that goal of union with me, they are fighting against me and leading people astray. But there is a great awakening going on, where intimacy is being taught and encouraged. The next step in the journey, however, is very difficult for many Christians to understand. And that is the central role of suffering. This is not being taught, and therefore many are perplexed as to why they are not healed. My people, my Father is all about love and holiness. He allows many things in your lives to bring you to maturity. It is not always clear the great good a suffering produces in your lives, but I want you to trust that there is a reason to every suffering. There are times to heal, and there are times to abstain from healing. So much guilt, condemnation, and depression are caused because you do not understand that in this world you will have trouble. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, and I overcome it daily in your hearts. You will not know until heaven what the sufferings you endured patiently did for other souls who were on the edge of despairing of life. You will not see the fruit until heaven. However, you may rest assured that as many times as I talked about suffering in the scriptures and the value of it, you can rest assured that the benefits into your account are way beyond anything you can fathom. No greater love has a man than to lay down his life for his friends. And every time you suffer, you are laying down a portion of your life, which I am picking up and releasing graces to needy souls with, just as if you had fasted on water for 3 days. Embrace suffering as I embrace the cross, knowing that I turn your ashes into sanctifying graces for those who most need them. Now that I am explaining this to you, I would ask you to suffer manfully, willingly, without complaint, knowing that your suffering is hard work for the kingdom of God on earth. And your cooperation with this is meritorious both on earth and in heaven. You will be shocked when you behold the spiritual victories of others that are a result of what you did and suffered on earth. But I do not wish my bride to be suffering all of the time. There are times for recreation, for love, for rest, for a deep refreshing in the souls of my weary ones. Expect me to dance with you in dwelling prayer. Expect me to take you to heaven to explore the wonders I've created for your pleasure and joy. Do not resist me when I extend my hand to you. I do this to invite you into the joys of your eternal home. And when I do it, it is precisely because you need it. So do not greet my invitations with fear and doubt, turning away my hand, thinking it is just a lying spirit. No, my heart is to take you into my arms, to hold you gently, close to the beating of my heart, to move in unison with you to a romantic holy song, to lead you into joyous places, jungles, palaces, lakes and rivers, and all kinds of animals that greet my bride with genuine love. Oh, there are so many delights for you, my spouse. Please respond to my invitation when you are in dwelling prayer. There is no comfort on this earth like the comfort I offer you at these times. Let your heart soar with me. Allow me to rejuvenate you and give you rest. It is most pleasing to me when a soul readily comes away with me to that secret place, that hidden garden I created in virginal purity just for you. And it is so disappointing when she suspects me and turns me away. Would a father give a snake to his son if he asked for a fish? Neither am I going to give you over to familiar spirits when I so long to comfort and restore you. Take my hand, blessed ones. Take my hand and come to me. Come to the eternal delights or just rest your head upon my heart and soak up the fathomless source of love I carry within my being, just for you. It doesn't matter that you've fallen, that you cannot sometimes live up to your own expectations of what I would ask of you. It doesn't matter if you've avoided me. It doesn't matter if you'd allowed yourself to be distracted away from prayer. None of this matters. I forgive you. Now I bid you, come. Come to the fountain of life overflowing within me to bring you endless comfort. Come.